Lesson 5. Reading. Few people understand the importance of sleep. For most of us, it's simply a blank, an empty time in our lives when we're not doing anything. In the busy modern world, with its emphasis on always being in touch and getting information as quickly as possible, we tend to think of sleep as something getting in the way of our real lives and play down its importance. This especially seems to be true in countries with advanced technology like Japan and South Korea, which often appear at the top of surveys of places that average the lowest amount of sleep per night. Young people are linked up to each other day and night via computers and smartphones. However, rather than being a minus in our lives, sleep plays a key part in keeping us healthy. Not getting enough sleep can lead to physical problems like high blood pressure and being overweight, and mental problems like anxiety, inability to concentrate, and even depression. Sleep is not just helpful, it's necessary. Studies with rats that normally live 2 to 3 years showed that ones completely deprived of sleep lived only 5 weeks. The concept of not getting enough sleep is called sleep debt. If we borrow money to buy something, at some point we have to pay it back, and this isn't always easy to do. It's the same for sleep debt. We think that going a few nights without enough sleep can be made up for on weekends, but it's not so simple. Falling behind on the required amount of sleep by sleeping 6 hours a night, Monday through Friday, instead of the required 8 or more hours, puts us 10 hours behind, and it's hard to catch up that much in only 2 days. We would have to sleep more than 13 hours each night. This is especially a concern for teenagers, who need 9 hours of sleep to function at their best. The ease of communicating with friends through social networking, or exploring the internet late at night, added to long commutes in the morning and club activities after school, makes it tough for high school and college students to keep up payments on their sleep debt.